Okay, so we're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, just after halfway down. But as do the Tamayu, they're going according to their machlokes, which we're familiar with. That's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, with regards to when the world was created. And therefore, you're going to start your history ledgers like that as well. We're going to see the Tanya. B'shnas sheish ma'ois shana, so l'chaye Noach. So the six, right, it was 600 years old, Noach. B'chodesh hasheni, in the second month. B'shiva osa yom l'chodesh, on the 17th of the month. So the question is, which month was it? Is it, it's either Iyar or it's either Cheshvan? Okay. So now, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says, Oysa Yom, that day was Yud Zayin V'Iyar Hayah. Okay, it was the 17th of Iyar. Yom Shemazel Kima, the day that Mazel Kima is Shokeya B'Yom, is going down in the daytime. Okay, so quick reminder. So basically, I figured it's like, thank you, Gil, for donating the clock. First, we should discuss for whoever you donated it for. But we're going to use this now. So like this, number 9 over here. 9 stands for Tess, which is Tle. Yeah, that's the horizon. 9 till 3 is the horizon. You can see that. You could draw a horizontal line. Right, that's the horizon. And normally the sun, we see the sun in the south sky. So 9 is the east. And then the going round would be to the number 3, would be to sunset, would be the is number 3. So 9 is sunrise and 3 is sunset. And basically, the mazalos, yeah, go around right in that from from east to west. And they go around in 24 hours, each mazal goes around. So Tle, it starts, let's say it starts in Nisan at on the horizon at Nate's time. Tle is at Nate's in Nisan. So it would go around in 12 hours of the day. Yeah, because each one of like 9 till 10 is really like 2 hours. I think that's, yeah, well, it's really 20, it's a 24 hour clock, this clock. And from 9 till 10 is like 2 hours. And then by 12 hours later, when it gets to 3, it would be, that would be Shkia time. And Tle would be going down. So, yeah, basically each month, yeah, there's a new concept. Like that, I should say like this, that, imagine that's, right, we're in Nisan now. Nisan, the constellation of Nisan is Tle. Okay? So in the morning, Tle is by the 9. And Tle is 9. So 9 actually now goes round the clock. Yeah? And 9 by sunset time will be where 3 is. Okay? So an ER, right, at the start of the day, it's number 8, which is Shor. So 8 would start at Nate's, and then 8, which is Shor, represents Shor, would go around, yeah, and it will get to where 3 is at sunset. Okay? So basically, Tle, so we're going to speak about Kima over here. Kima is at the end of Tle. Kima is at the tail of Tle. So that's basically, Kima's right before 8. Right before 8, before the Shor. So like this, the constellation, each month has a horoscope or whatever constellation. And so the constellation of ER is, Shor, which means that Tle is already on the way down. This is how Rashi explains it. That basically, the thing that starts and the sunrise is going up, and the thing that's like just before it, the constellation before it, is already going down. It's all defined by the beginning of the day. So in ER, that the Shor is going up, Tle is going down. So therefore, and seen as Kima is the tail of Tle, so Tle, Kima is going down in ER already. We could people come to me afterwards and we can speak about it. But let's carry on for now. Okay, so let's go to this, back to this. So Yom, we're on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, lines up from the bottom of Yud Aleph Amad Beis. So, Yom Shemazel Kima. Mazel Kima Ishukeya is going down because it's on the back end of Tler, and Tler is already, since it's an ER, it's going down. Mayanois and the Mayanois are Mismaatin, are getting weaker because it's the summer season. Things are starting to warm up already, slowly, one would think. What? Mayanot are the springs. Basically, the water source, the water is getting more shvach. So basically, it's seeing as the people that were dwelling in the land changed their deeds, meaning they were doing averas, therefore, Mida Kedeg Mida, Shino HaKadosh Baruch Hashem changed Alehem upon them, Maisa Bereshis. And he switched the Seder. And what did he do? Ve'he'ele, Mazel Kima B'yom, he brought Kima up in the daytime, meaning it gave more power. On the outset of the day, Kima was coming up, which normally it wasn't. Kima was already on the way down. Yeah, and it also, the Notel Shnei Kuchovim Kima, he took two stars from Kima. Rashi says that Kima is like 100 stars gathered together. And basically, he took two of those stars out, which is basically like taking the plug out. Yeah, he's taking the plug out, and therefore water can drip out. Right, and therefore it's more cold, and basically water comes, that enables water to be a lot of water. The heavy Mabul Olam, and Hashem brought the Mabul Olam. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Oisay Yom, the day that the Mabul started, was Yud Zayin v'Mel Cheshvan. It was the 17th of Mel Cheshvan Hayah. Yom Shemazel Kima Oyla. Normally, Mazel Kima is Oyla. Because basically, I can't remember now. Because basically, it comes out, works out that Kima will come up right before Shkia time in the daytime. Because what's the mazel of Cheshvan? Oh, it's Akrav, right? The mazel of Cheshvan is Akrav. So basically, if Akrav starts today, so Akrav would probably be like, I don't know, number three or something, but three will be in the ninth spot. And Akrav would go all the way around, but it would work out that basically before Shkia, that the tail of Tler would be come out in the daytime. If the tail of Tler comes out in the daytime, it has more power. Basically, if you come up onto the scene, if you come onto the horizon in the daytime, that's the whole point according to Rashi, then you are strong. That's the point. If you come up onto the horizon in the daytime, you are strong. So that happens. In Cheshvan, at the end of the day, still in the daytime, that Kima comes up. So it's Oyla B'yom, that's why it's Oyla B'yom. And Mayanois, Misgabrim, and also it's the rainy season, so the natural water sources are pumping. The ones who ask a question on this, Mitoch Shashinu Ma'aseihem, since the people who changed their deeds, so Shina Kodesh Baruch Aleihem, Hashem changed my Sebrachis, the Hele Mazel Kima B'yom, and he brought up Kima B'yom. The Gemara is going to ask a question, what do you mean? That's normal anyway. The Notos Nekoch of him, Mikima, and he took the same thing, he took two stars from Kima, took the plug out. The Heavy Mabul Oilam, and he brought a Mabul Oilam. Okay, so we see over there basically that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are basically consistent with their shitas that when the world was created. Right, and so they wouldn't shit us now. What's he going to speak it out? So Bishlam al-Rabbi Yeshua, this is the Gemara talking now. Bishlam al-Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Dichsev, it says in that passage over there with Noah, it says Sheni. Right, means that in the second month, so that we said which was ER. And that means, because we know, we've learned that we count the months from Nisan, so it's the second month of the year. Okay, El Rabbi Elazar, my Sheni, what Sheni? Right, even Rabbi Elazar agrees we count the months from Nisan. So what's the Sheni over here? That's the Gemara, Sheni Ladin. It was the second month to the day when they were judged, right? And we know that Tishrei is the month of judgment, so that's the second of that. Okay. Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua, we understand according to Yeshua, Hainu Deshina, that Hashem changed the natural order of things. Why? That he basically made the Kima come up in the daytime. Yeah, instead of going down. And furthermore, he also made the my nose get stronger, even when it was the time of year that they should be getting weaker. So, the Rebbe Elezer, according to Rebbe Elezer, my shina, what did he shina? Kima is anyway going on the up in the right in the horizon in the daytime, and anyway, and also the Mayanos are all the natural sources of water also strong. So answer the Gemara. This is how it was shina. Rav Chista, like Rav Chista said, the Amar Rav Chista, the roizchin kilkalu. We're going to explain this in hot water. They were just were destructive. The roizchin in hot water. Nidonu, they were judged. We'll explain this now. But Roishkin in hot water, Kilkalu, they destroyed, they were destructive, but Avera. They did the Avera of, Avera is normally Arias, when we say Avera in the Gemara. So they were doing Arias. Yeah, but Roishkin, Nidonu, so they got judged through some sort of Mida Kinegan Mida, the hot, the flamey tides of Arias maybe. So they were judged in boiling water. They were, it wasn't just drowned, they were boiled to death, like lobsters. Ksiv hacha, it says here, yeah, v'yishoichu hamayim, and the water calmed down, right? Ksiv hasam, it says over there in the Megillah with the Hamas melech shechocha, and the Hamas, the anger of the melech, Achashverosh, calmed down. And we know when people get angry, they get hot. So he basically cooled down, he calmed down after killing Haman. So that's that. Okay. So now, with regards to halacha, Tan Rabban, we've got a brighter. Chochmei Yisrael, the wise men of Israel, moinim, for historical purposes, we count moinim, lamabel, we count for the mabel, Rebbe Elezer, like Rebbe Elezer. Right, do we say the world was created in Tishrei. Right, and that's the first year, began in Tishrei. Yeah, Ulitzkufa, with regards to the seasons, the calculations of the seasons, for halachic aspects, yeah, we actually go like Rabbi Yeshua. Smash him over here, the Rashi understands that basically, in truth, if you want to know when the world was created, Rabbi Yeshua was right. It was really in Nisan. And that's where, for halachic ramifications, we go like Rabbi Yeshua. That means with working out the calculations, maybe that's when Birkas HaChoma, that's what we say Birkas HaChoma over there in Nisan. Okay, so now, however, Chochmei Umas Olam, the nations of the world, they, Moinim Aflamabel, Rashi says, meaning Koloima, to historical things, for Rabbi Yeshua. They go like, historically also, like Rabbi Yeshua, if you would ask them, when was the world created, they would tell you it was in Nisan. Yeah, they don't have the halachic side, so it seems. But my wife at the time looked up. If you apparently the non-Jews understand that the Mabel was actually in the spring. Anyway, so we'll stop there.